President Rass, the Board of Regents, members of the faculty, staff, alumni, friends, parents, and especially to you, the graduating class of 2014. I want to express my sincere appreciation to Dr. Rass and the faculty in inviting me to be the commencement speaker and granting me the great honor. Statistics tells us that graduates do not remember what was said at their graduation. So I'm going to give you two little words to hang everything on. Go on. If anybody asks you years from now, what did Pastor Marshall speak about? You can tell them, go on. Well, what did he say? Go on. As I bring you a word of encouragement today, I've decided to give you the same charge that God gave to Joshua and to the Israelites. Joshua chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. When God spoke these words of our text to Joshua, the children of Israel were probably experiencing an inner crisis. For you see, Moses was dead. Moses, who had been the one man courageous enough to confront Egypt's power structure, armed with nothing but his staff and an edict from God and a directive to Pharaoh, let my people go. The loss of a leader of Moses' stature is bad enough, but when that loss occurs in the critical stage of people history, when it occurs in a turning point of people life, that loss is magnified. You see, the children of Israel were about to embark on the second phase of their journey towards freedom. That phase was to capture the land of Canaan. They now stood looking over the Jordan River, standing between the slavery of Egypt and the freedom of Canaan, thinking about the challenges, the battles, the struggles that they were before them, and knowing now that whatever they face, they would have to face it without the leadership of Moses. You today stand at the beginning of your new career, knowing that the struggles, the battles that you will face, you will have to face them with the faculty not there to hold your hand. To God, the God who first spoke to Moses through the burning bush, the God who had guarded him, granted him, and directed him, upheld him during those moments of crisis in the wilderness, the God about whom David said, shall neither slumber nor sleep, was far from being dead. The same God spoke to Joshua. So lift up your head and look around you. There's still a job to be done. There's still a charge to be kept. There's still responsibility to be discharged. So get up from where you are. You and all this people, the land that I promised your ancestors remain to be conquered. The wilderness have yet to be cleared. The city still must be built. So arise, you and all this people, and go over the Jordan into the land that I promise. Every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon will be yours. Every piece of land that your eyes shall see rest upon, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, shall be yours. No man shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. So arise, we say to you today, arise. There's still souls to be won. There's still God's work to be done and Satan's kingdom to be torn down. Now, don't think that this is going to be easy. Sometime you will give your best, and your best will seem not good enough. You will begin to wonder if this is the calling which God have called me to. But just go on. Sometime you will go out of your way to help people, and the very ones that you help the most will be the first that will turn their backs on you. So go on. Sometime when you try to stand for what is right, it will seem as if you are standing all by yourself. But don't worry, just go on. Sometime it will seem as if the system will destroy you, but just go on. In spite of the high mountains, go on. In spite of the deep valleys, go on. In spite of the wide rivers, go on. In spite of being betrayed by friends, and rejected by relatives, and railed by your enemies, I say to you, go on. Sometime, people will get up mad with you and fight what you're trying to do for them. Sometime, your staunch supporters will let you down, and you'll find yourself all by yourself. Sometime people will leave you and quit on you, but you just go on. As God spoke to Joshua, so God speak to you today. When you are overwhelmed by life's problem and life's setbacks, when you have tried to be good pastors, deaconess, teachers, church workers, professors, leaders in the church, good men, women, husband and wives, and it seems as if the devil will make a shamble out of your work, your lives, your home, your marriage. You just go on. In spite of the odds, the shortcomings, God will speak the same words that he spoke. The words are persistent. Don't give up. Keep on fighting. Keep on trying. Just go on. In spite of the stumbling blocks placed in your way, you just go on. In spite of the ditches that have been dug for you and the snares that have been placed, you just go on. In spite of those who will arise to destroy you, note that God has promised to be with you, and you just go on. I know some of you will feel like saying, how can I go on, O Lord? I'm all alone. It is just me alone. The challenges are too great. The opposition is too powerful, and I'm too weak and powerless. It is at that moment that God speaks to you the words he spoke to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. When God was speaking, saying what God was saying to Joshua, Joshua, you don't know who it is that is talking to you. It is I who stepped out in the darkness, in the bleak of night, and said, let there be light. It is I that span out the seven seas. It is I that covered the earth with grass. It is I that dotted the hills with trees and flung the stars into the Milky Ways. It is I. It is I that told Abraham to go. Don't ask me about what happened to Joseph down in Egypt. I was there as God was with him. As I've been with others, as I've upheld others, as I've fed others, as I've led others, so I will be with you. I will never fail you nor forsake you. You can go on because God is your protector. You can go on because Jesus is your traveling companion. You can go on because the Holy Spirit is your comforter and guide. Therefore, no matter what happened from day to day, go on. No matter what full array in battle array, go on. No matter who tell you that you can't make it, you know in whom you have believed. Go on, trusting in the Lord. Yes, when you have been falsely accused and been persecuted by for righteous sake, when jealous-minded, vindictive spirit, petty souls, and unconverted heart cast your name out as evil, trust in God and go on. David said about it, says, in all my born days, I've seen a lot of things happening in this world, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's children begging bread. Sometime, no doubt you will say, like the Apostle Paul, you may ask the question, Lord, how can I go on when I have this throne in the flesh and in my soul that keeps me from doing what I want to do and doing the things I ought to do? 3 times I besought you in prayer that you would remove this thorn from the flesh. God speaks to you the same as he spoke to St. Paul. My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. If you go on depending upon sufficient grace, trusting in the promise of God, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and being kept by the power divine, one of these old days you will reach the promised land. One of these days you will reach the end of your journey, and you will hear the master say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. May God bless you and keep you, is our prayer. Amen and amen.